Heavenly Father, thank you. For being everything. Being everything to us. Oh, we love you so much. You've been so good to us. We can't thank you enough for being so awesome in our life. So we ask you to allow your presence to be felt today. Let us know without a shadow of a doubt that you're here with us. Lord, we ask you to lift burdens, those who are stressed out, anxiety levels high, those who are worried and concerned about bills and sickness in their body, and they're worried about the children. Let them know that you're everything to them. And they don't have to worry. They can just trust you and have confidence in you, knowing that you will, and that everything is working together for the good. For all us who love you with all of our hearts, all our minds, all of our soul. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. 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 I just, before I get in, Camilla reminded me that for those who want to be, if you want to continuously, you can go on our church app. If you don't have church app in your part, you need to download the church app. We have an app for the church, for Kingdom Embassy. So download the church app. It's called Church Center app, right? Or the Giveify app, and then you can set it up so it can give reoccurring giving, all right? So you don't have to worry about that. Amen? Amen. All right, so I promise you I'm going to get you guys out of here by 12:30. That's for sure. I'm trying not to be a minute over, but if I do, blame it on my heart. All right, I mean on my head and not on my heart. Amen? Listen, this is so important to me. First of all, I want to thank all the men that joined us yesterday for the men's conference. We had an awesome men's conference yesterday. Thanks to Melanie and Life Rooms and Damon. They did a marvelous job. The food was amazing. We had a great panel, great discussion. It was really, really good. They did a wonderful, wonderful job. So I want to thank the Knox family for doing everything they do. So Damon, I saw you somewhere. Yeah, yes. Thank you all so much. Give Melanie my love. Amen. So I won't be before you long, but I just want everyone, particularly our kids, I want you to do something with me for a second. So I need everyone to stand to your feet just for a second, right? Everybody stand to your feet, right? And I want you guys to take a deep breath, right? And I want you to take a deep breath, right? I want you to close your eyes. I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to hold it for about 4 seconds, and then I want you to breathe out, right? Ready? Breathe. Breathe in. Hold it. Exhale. Inhale. Hold it. Exhale. One more time. Breathe in. Hold it. Exhale. You all may be seated. Amen. Let's get the Lord a hand clap. In the midst, when you exhale, it's the breath of God. Know that the breath of God is coming inside of you. And then you're going to send out your voice. You have a voice chakra, your voice and your breath. When you send out, you send a message to the Lord, right? And it's important that you know that on the end, when it stops, it returns back. So remember, everything is electromagnetic, right? So you breathe out, and then your heart. Everybody say, my heart. All right? It's my emotions and my feelings and my gratitude and all that, man. I bring things into existence. Whenever you upset, and the reason I want to show you guys that breathing, whenever you upset and you've been out of shape and things are going bad, you're angry, you're upset, man, you just can't get your gathering, you can't get your bearings, right? Take some deep breaths. Try to breathe in for about 6 seconds in. Hold it. And then breathe out, and do it about 3 or 4 times, right? It'll align your heart and your brain, right? And it's called coherence. And when they get in coherence, it just gets your entire system in alignment, and it calms you down. And if your amygdala is firing, right? If it's really, really firing, it'll slow it down, right? And then you can think for a minute, and make sure you close your eyes. And sometimes you can't close your eyes. Like I may be doing it. and I'm looking at you and I'm doing my breathing exercise, right? And so I just had to get myself calm so I'm not nervous, right? So I don't want to go over the edge, right? So it's important that we do that. We go into a meeting, we go into an interview, we get ready to come home from work, and we had a long day at work. Before you step in the house, do your breathing, right? Do your breathing exercise before you step in the house, right? Before your kids come home from school. Kids, before you take a test, breathe, right? If a kid make you mad, right, breathe, right? It's extremely important that you get you under control. Amen? You are so important, man. You are such a power pack, man. You are so awesome and so magnificent that I don't even think we realize, man, the magnitude of who we are, right? And so we are so powerful and so awesome that God decided he wanted to reside inside of us, right? He wanted to take residence in us. He said, your body is going to be the temple of my spirit, right? So I'm going to come. And he said, then if you allow me, he said, I'll lead you and I'll guide you in all truth. He said, it's so powerful. You don't realize how awesome you are that if you really, really align yourself up and get in coherence with me, he says, anything you ask for, he said, I grant it for you, right? You have to be in alignment. It's important. So whenever you're in a situation or circumstance, right, know that God is with you, in you, operating through you. Now, you are so awesome and so magnificent and so powerful that people don't even know who you are. They don't even know. You don't. Some of you all don't even know. But I want to tell you that you're thebomb.com, right? And I want you to know today, when you leave here today, that you would know who you are. You got to know that God resides in you, right? I don't care what anybody else says. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what your friends are saying. I don't care what your girlfriend is saying. I don't care what your teacher is saying. You have to know that you have God operating inside of you. Right. And so knowing that, it'll change the way I think. It'll change the way I behave. It'll change the way I move. It'll give me more confidence. It'll give me more courage. Right. Right. Give me more boldness. Right. Because I know when I get ready to make a bad decision, I realize that God is inside of me, operating through me. Right. And he's never, ever going to lead me astray. He even told us in scripture, said, listen, it's so powerful that you really don't even need anybody to teach you. He said, I'll teach you, right? I'll open up your understanding. I'll increase your knowledge, right? Right? That's how important to understand who you are. Now, how do we get there? How do we get to that position, right? It's important that we check our soil. We got to check our soil. So Jesus was writing, and he was writing in the book of Mark. And as he was preaching, he was talking to him, and he was telling them about the soil situation. So I want you to make sure you got your phone so you can take a picture of the screen, because I move pretty fast, right? But it's important to understand, if my heart is receptive, right, the blessings is overwhelming, right? I have to make sure that I'm prepared for the blessing, right? We want the great relationship, but is my heart ready for the great relationship, right? I want that promotion on the job, but is my heart ready for this job? I got to make sure my soil is ready, right? Am I ready for the blessing? I can give you $1 million, right? I know a young lady hit the lottery and got all this money and was dead in 6 months because she OD'd. She smoked so much dope that it took her out, right? She was excited, right? And she wasn't prepared for the blessing. Right, so you have to prepare yourself for this blessing, right? And when your heart is right, no devil in hell can stop you, right? Because you are your worst enemy and your greatest blessing, right? You create your world from the inside out, right? And can you imagine? I got God operating with me and through me and as me. That's why he said in scripture, there's no weapon ever formed against you can prosper when your heart is right. Right? There's no weapon formed against you. No weapon. I don't care what you're going up against, right? But I got to make sure my heart is right. Right? And so we might need a heart transplant. Everybody say, I might need a heart transplant. Right? Now, so we have to cultivate our soil. We have to cultivate our soil. Everybody say, cultivate it. So now listen what Jesus was saying. Here's what he said. Listen. Listen. He had to tell them in a parable. Because Jesus, back then, if you came up with any kind of secret teaching or anything, man, that was contrary to what they were saying, and he was trying to bless their life, Jesus was trying to show them, man, how powerful they are. And when you up under a regime like the Roman Empire or the judicial system, they did not want you to realize who you were. They wanted to control your life. So Jesus had to teach in secrets. So he taught a lot of things in parables, because if he didn't, well, they killed him anyway, right? And so he knew that he would be killed, right? So he taught them in parables. But listen, but the only people who got it is the people who really wanted to get it. When you really want to know, then he'll reveal it to you, right? So when I open my heart up, right, and I really open it up, the blessings just come. Listen what he says. He says, listen, I'm going to tell you this parable, and I'm going to apply this parable to your life on a spiritual level. He says, a farmer went out to plant some seed. As he scattered it across the field, some of the seed fell on the footpath, and the birds came and ate it. Right? Other seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rocks. The seed sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow. But the plant soon withered under the hot sun, and since it didn't have deep roots, it died. Right? Other seed fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants so that they produced no grain. Right? Now, still other seeds fell on fertile soil. Now this is important, right? When your heart is right, everybody say, well, my heart is right. Ooh, man, when the soil is right, Alex, man, when that thing is cut, Zach, when your soil is right, you can talk it, but when it's right, when you know your heart is right, everybody say, I know my heart is right. He says, still other seed fell on fertile soil, and they sprouted, and they grew, and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as they had planted. Now, listen, it's important. When your heart is right, God blesses you overly and abundantly more than you can ever ask or think. Right? When I align my life, and I'm in coherence with God, and my heart is lined up, right, and I know my mind is right, right, the blessing is overwhelming. I don't even have enough room. He said, men would give unto your bosom good measure. Pressed down, shaking together, right? He says, it's going to be so much, it's just going to be oozing over. You can't even count the blessings. That's how powerful it is, right? He said, then he said, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Now get your phones out, because I know you can't write this fast. Take a picture, right? The parable is not just about farming. It's about your inner landscape of your soul, right? The sower is the divine spark, which is God himself. The seed is the word. The sower is your consciousness. Hear me well. So God is the sower, right? Remember, the word became flesh. The word, study it. Words have a frequency. They're vibration. And it's a frequency. And every frequency has information. So when God was speaking, God doesn't speak anything but life. So he breathed into man what? The breath of life. And then man became a what? A living soul, right? And so it's important to understand this, that the sower is God himself. So that means God wants to plant a seed in your life, but he wants to plant a seed in you always, always, always. When God plants something in your life, your seed is going to grow. And you may end up with an orchard. And not only will you eat off of it, so many other people will be blessed because of the life you decide to live. When you give your life to the Lord, so many other people are blessed, man, because of what you did. That's how important you are. That's how important your soul is, right? Then he does it. Now, this is important. And the soul is your consciousness. Now, you got your conscious. You have two conscious, your subconscious, all right, and your conscious. Your subconscious drives the car. But when you're conscious of something, I always tell my wife, if you want to change your life, be conscious of your unconsciousness. So when the word comes into you, so you speak the word. I love Marguerite always said, speak the word, quote the word. The words have life. They vibration, they powerful energy for, and they literally change your life. They is such a force behind them. When you embrace them, it changes you. You can be in a bad mood, right? You can read the word of God, and it'll change you from the inside out. It's not going to change you from the outside in. It's always going to work on your heart and then flourish on the out. That's important. Everybody say inside job, right? Then it says here, the sword, which is the Holy Spirit in motion. Everybody say the Holy Spirit in motion. The sword represents God, the divine spark that initiates all creation. Anytime God wants to create something in the world, he goes through people, right? But he speaks to the heart and mind of men. So God will speak to you, right? And he can do it, and you don't have to read the scripture. You can get into a space with God in your devotion. How many people ever did a serious devotion with God? And God, how many people God has spoke to you, man, you didn't even open your Bible, right? God will speak to you. He'll speak to you and tell you exactly what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, right? And he'll bless you. And he creates this creation inside of you. And because we are symbolic of him, right? And that's the only way I can explain it to you. So the sword is the breath. Everybody say the breath of God, right? And so the breath of God is like a light comes into your soul. So God speaks into you, and the light comes inside your soul and lights you. Men that's in darkness don't like the light, right? But the light comes inside you. That's why he said the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you in what? All truth. The light will come into you, and it'll open up the darkness so you can see which way to go. Now, I don't know how to run my business, right? If my heart is right, the Holy Spirit would come in and give. Watch this here. I don't know how, but Rio do. And Rio said, man, I don't know why I'm telling you all this here, but I just got to tell you, man, so you can be successful. Right? That's not how God works. Right? But when your heart is right, he'll bring people in your life that will speak into your life on behalf of him. Right? And they'll tell you how to do things, and you don't know how to do it, and they'll show you exactly how it should be done. Now watch. When your heart is right, when your soul is right, but if your soul is not right, right, we're going to talk about that, right? So the soul is the breath of God. So when God breathed, remember Jesus had his disciples, and he breathed on them and told them to receive the Holy Spirit. He breathed on them because the life is in the breath. Listen, life and death is in your breath. That's why your breathing is so important, right? Your breathing controls your entire life. Stop breathing and you die. Raise your hand if you got asthma, right? Asthma kick in. If you don't have your pump, it's a problem. It's a serious, serious problem, right? Because your breath is that important. Sometimes we just take it for granted, right? It's a big deal. So the question is, are you aware of the divine breath moving through you? Are you aware of God in you? No, most of what you mean, God? Do you realize that automatic nervous system, the thing that's happening, the thing that make your heart beat, make your lungs move, make everything move, is God inside of you? You don't have nothing to do with it. The blood just pumps and it just goes. And the message, when I move my finger, there's a message, right? It's electrical. Listen, remember I told you said nothing but electrical current. If you don't believe me, talk to your doctor, right? Ain't nothing but electrical current. And that current sends a message, man, through your system back up to your brain and tell your brain, and your brain sends a message back and tell your finger to move. Right? It's all working. It's nothing but a spark, right? And that spark that's inside of you is God himself. That's why he says, listen, remember my temple. My temple is so important, right? Now, He's trying to prepare you for something, right? Now, everybody said the seed. The word as frequency. We don't understand that. So a vibration is a wave. And the frequency is how fast it goes. If the vibration is low, your energy is low. When your energy is low, man, you're dragging. You're not as productive. You're not as creative. But when that vibration, that energy, and that frequency is high, right, your creativity opens up, right? So when God speaks to you, he's speaking to you with life. So he's bringing in, man, with a full force of energy, right? When your heart is right, it's like it receives it, and it takes into the soil, and watch this here, and things start to germinate. And when that word germinates in your heart, right, there's nothing and nobody can tell you anything from that point on. You say, I know I got it, right? It's deep down inside. I don't know how to tell you, but it's there. And I feel so comfortable, right? I'm excited. Every seed carries information. Everybody say every seed. The word of God carries information to give you life, right? All right, the seed grows. Watch this. The growth of it depends on entirely on how receptive your soul is. If you got a dark heart, right, you can't even hear God. When your heart is dark and your soul is dark, right, and it's not ready to receive, how many people have, you got children, right, and you try to tell your kids something, they just won't listen. Right? Their heart is not even receptive to it. Then they do something crazy, and then they, Dad, I need mama. I need your help. I just messed up. Well, I told you. Right? But because your heart is so dark and you don't want to listen because you think you grown. And because you think you grown and your heart is, you allow your heart to be darkened, and so you can't receive no blessing. You know, it's just like, Cassandra tell Tyrese, Tyrese, you get up in the morning and you got to go work out and you got to train and you need to eat right. He said, oh, mama, but I like candy. He said, that candy ain't no good for you. That sugar ain't no good for you. But mama tastes good. I got to have all this. And all of a sudden, just wait for a while. He shed his heart. And all of a sudden, he realized, man, that sugar didn't do him no good. It create problems down the road. Serious problems down the road. Right? Because your heart was not receptive, right? This is important. So I got to make sure my heart is ready for God. So when you walk through that door, you come to church, most of us come to church with a receptive heart. We ready. Oh, man, I'm ready to receive the Lord. I'm excited. I need a word from the Lord. Right? I need a word. Everybody say, I need a word.
I need a word.
From the Lord. My phone, my glasses turned on. Right? This high-tech stuff is tripping. It's talking to me in my ear, right? Now, so there are four soils, and I'm going to get through this. This is four, and they're your state of consciousness, right? Number one, everybody say number one. It represents your footpath. Remember he's talking about the footpath and the soil? He said, now, when the word came, it ended up on the footpath. And some of us, our heart is just like the sidewalk. It's so hard that our heart is hardened. And it symbolized a mind closed, a dogma, fear, trauma. All that creates and causes our heart not to be able to receive God's word, right? I'm afraid. Fear will make your soul hard, right? Can't nobody tell you nothing, right? You can have a trauma in your life. If you don't release the trauma and get that trauma out of your life, that trauma will follow you for the rest of your life. It would affect every marriage, every relationship, every job, wherever you into. If you don't get that trauma fixed, I don't care how the word come, it won't stick. Because the trauma is too great. And I got to get this thing. That's why he said, I'll deliver you. He put deliverance in the church for a reason. Where's the church? He put deliverance in you, but you have to deliver you. You got to say enough is enough. I refuse to allow what happened to me 20 years ago run my life today. I'm just not going to let it happen, right? And so I got to do something about it, right? So the seed cannot penetrate, all right? Truth is devoured by birds, distractions, your ego, and your doubt. That's what happens. Look at it. It devours the bird. Devours it. You think you bigger than life. Your ego will mess up your heart, where you can't even hear God because you think you better than, or you think you know so much, right? How many people got distractions in their life? Get rid of them. It blocks your. It messes up your heart, right? Let me get through this thing because I told y'all 12:30. I'm gonna get out of here because y'all don't want to miss next week because real preaching, right? I've been preaching so much. Y'all get ready for the young fella, right? It's going to be a part two of what I'm preaching. He's going to touch that thing and take it to another level. Right? Now, look at the second your soil, he's talking about there's some soil and the seed came and ended up on rocky ground, right? That means shallow enthusiasm represents initial excitement without depth. I'm excited for a minute, but I ain't no depth in it. I'm coming. You come to church today or you change for a minute and you back to the same old thing again. Right? He's the seed sprouts quickly, but dies because there's no root. There's no depth to it, right? There's the seekers who love the light, but they fear the shadow. Right? Now, the third one, right? You have the thorn. Some fell among thorns, and it choked by the world, right? The soil is a fertile but crowded. Everybody say crowded. The seed is choked by thorns. Worries, wealth, you got so much money, you don't need God. Some of us think our money is our God because I can get whatever I want to get. But you ask some of the people that got a lot of money, they could miss suicide because money. Raise your hand if you ever been terminally sick. I mean, you was really, really sick, right? I mean, let's not say terminally sick. How many people been sick and had to go to the hospital, right? Your bank account didn't matter. It did not matter at all. They could have gave you all the money in the world. All you saying was, please get me well, right? Now, so thorns is like seed that choked by your worries, your wealth, and the noise of the world. You listen to the world. You won't shut yourself down in the world. You worry about all these crazy things that's going on, and you not open your heart up to God. I can't get my heart right? Because now all these thorns, the worries of the world, all right? Listen to him. This is the soul that knows the truth but cannot prioritize it. I know, it's like, I tell you, I know what's important, but I just can't do it. So I prioritize what I want to prioritize, right? But here's the thing. I know God told me what I'm supposed to put first. Because he told me, he said, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, he said, you ain't got to worry about all this other stuff. He said, if you do that, he said, your heart is right, and I'll open up the windows of heaven, and I'll pull you out, bless you. You don't even got room enough to receive it. He said, I'll pay your rent when you don't have no money. I make your landlord say, hey, don't you take off Christmas. You know, you ain't got no money. He said, you ain't got to pay this month. I know you kind of low, right? But that's what God will do for you. Amen? Now I got to get to number four. Yeah, I got 3 minutes. Y'all don't think I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Number four. Everybody say, good soil. Aligned consciousness. This is important, right? This is the heart that is open, grounded, and ready. This seed not only grows, it multiplies. When he put this seed and it come, and he said, that's why he said 60, 30, 60, what? And 100-fold. This is the soul that becomes a mirror of the vine, right? Your life is so awesome and it gets so crystal clear that people see God through you. When they see you, they get to see God in real time. That's when your heart is pure, everybody said, man, I know you saved. Right? I know it. The reason why I know it, because I can see it in your walk. I can tell the way you talk. I can tell the way you move. I can tell the way you behave. Right? We ain't gossiping on the phone. We're not talking about people. You tell your hey, babe, I don't even want to talk about that. Nope. We're not running him down like that. Nope, we're not taking advantage. I know we can, but I'm not going to do it. I know they did me wrong, but I'm not going to treat them that way. No, I said, but they deserve it. They may, but I'm not going to be the one to do it. And then he just blesses you beyond your wildest dreams because the soil is right. Now watch this. He said 30, 60, and 100 times you'll be blessed. People will do for you right? Because everything is about relationship. He would do for you. People would, they would give even when they don't have to give. Because God told them, say, I had you put this aside for them. You're like, man, I got this money. I'm saving this up in my 401k. God said, use it to pay their rent. He said, bless them. You're like, I don't know. He said, bless them. And then you bless them. And then, listen, this is a true story. We was raising money. I promise you, this is the gospel truth. I was raising money, and I gave, and a lady came, and she was doing a mission. We were doing this trip right here. I mean, we're trying to raise money for the after school program. And I said, listen, I need the after school program. I need some money. So a lady came in and said, listen, I want to tell you about my group. We got a group in Africa, and I'm trying to raise money and all this kind of stuff. She sat down and showed me my slip. I gave her. I said, okay. I said, she said, I want to buy one of those prayer things. I said, what'd it cost you? She said, it cost about $500, right? I said, oh, really? I said, okay. And I wrote a check for $500. I got a phone call right away. Somebody had donated $3,000 to the after school program. Just that fast. God said, I want to see if you're for real. Right? You know, and I was thinking, I could get that $500 to our own program, right? He said, I don't want you to do that. He said, I want you to, she needs you, so I sent her to you. Right? God want to know, can he trust you? It's just your, you understand, I need this here. No, you don't. Because you're going to buy a lottery ticket. Right? You're going to, but that's my number money. Right? And that's real talk. And we laughing about it, but people ain't, you ain't going to get the number money. Right? But listen to me, man. God blesses you, and he want to know, man, is your heart right when I come to you, right, and I sowed this seed, and he said, and if you trust me and put it in, vet, he said, I will open up the windows of heaven. He said, and the blessing will come 30, 60, and sometimes 100 times more than what you did. Listen, I'm telling you, man, I know that's what happened to this church. This is exactly what happened to this church. I gave, and I didn't realize he gave it to me 100 times over. He didn't just bless me with kingdom embassy. You know what he did? He blessed me with y'all. We started with 3 people at the school, and now it's over 200 people come every Sunday. That's how he blesses us, right? God will bless you beyond your wildest dream. And now, everybody stand to your feet, because y'all thought I was playing. I'm 1 minute over, blame it on Rio. All right, now. So he said they represent the level of spiritual maturity. The more aligned your soul is, the greater the yield. Everybody said, the more I'm aligned with God, the greater the yield. Now, listen, I'm really going to pick it up, and I'm going to really take it to a whole another level. We got the next, right? Amen? I want to challenge you guys. I want to do an action call, right? What kind of soil is your soul today? What kind of soil is your soul? What is your heart like? Be honest. It's between you and God. It's an inside job. What is your heart right? Say this prayer with me. Say, Dear Lord, make my heart good soil. Let your word take root and bear fruit in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord be with us. May his love always, always be present in our life. Let the world see our soul. Let the world know that we are committed to Christ. They can see it by the 30, 60, and 100-fold blessing that's in our life. We want people to look at us and say, I know you must have a relationship with God because your life looked blessed. And then you'll be able to tell them, it don't just look blessed, it is blessed. So we want to open up the doors of church. If you want to be a part of this family, we want to give you the opportunity to be a part of the Kingdom Embassy family. If you just want prayer, come up for prayer. For those who are good with either one, we ask you, as you leave, keep your arms connected with God and keep your mind in alignment with him. Let your heart and mind always be in coherence with God. So, Lord, give us traveling mercy. In Christ's name we pray, amen. The altar is open for those who would like to be members or like prayer.